Today the Rebbe is going to point out something that we experience, that we feel, and it also gives us an opportunity to reflect, to challenge ourselves in terms of our identity. Avo yadanu gam yadanu. The Rebbe says, we, as your teachers, your Rabbeim, your Mori Derech, we know, shelu yadata benafshecha, had you known, meaning, had we, the students, had we realized, if we were to realize, she'es ha-Torah b'leiv u'morech tohorim atalamed, would we, have, were we to realize how special it is that we learn Torah in our hearts and in our minds, ve'es kirvas Hashem hayoshe v'shona kenegdecha, and the closeness of Hashem when we take time to learn, if we were to realize that, Bekirbacha ata margish, we could have felt kol bakashosecha al chayecha, all of the things that we ask for in life, chayehorecha, all the things that our parents, uparnasasim v'chol shar asher shoal anafshecha, all these things, lefnei Hashem asher lefanecha keben lefnei ha'avat hamischanim, that these things that are all dependent on the Rabbono Shalom, that we could just ask Him. Hashem wants to give us. He wants to answer us. He wants to have a relationship with us. We would be so excited. We would be so enthusiastic. We would be happy. Avol, but what's the problem? We don't feel this. We don't feel this sense of closeness of Hashem when we learn. The Rebbe is asking us, do we realize what life is all about? Do we realize the opportunities that we have? Do we realize what we're living for? What we're even doing here? And I wonder if part of this goes back in that first line. The Rebbe says, Shelu yodata benafshecha. If we were to know in our own souls, in our own selves. And in a certain sense, he's challenging us to ask the question, do I know myself? Lu yodata b'nafshecha. If I knew in my neshama, do I know my neshama? Do I think about my neshama? You know, there was a great Jewish teacher. He came from Europe, but he built a legacy in America. His name was A.J. Heschel. Avraham Yeshua Heschel. Interesting, very colorful, fascinating, insightful personality. So he once said, that's right. He said, nothing is easier than to deceive oneself. And maybe that's the premise of this piece, that we don't necessarily even realize our own selves. We're constantly deceiving ourselves. Do we realize that we have a neshama and what a treasure that it is? It's interesting that the Torah tells us, Lo sasur acharei levavchem ve'acharei inechem. So what is acharei inechem? Things that distract us from the Rabbono Shalom. But I wonder if part of acharei inechem is that you can see things on the outside and you can see them on the inside. Yesterday we talked about the Rabbono Shalom introduced us to Esav, who is referred to in the Chumash as Admoni. That's not a great appellation, right? The Gemara associates that with the word Adom and Dam. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that has a tendency for violence. But you know who is referred to as Admoni in Tanakh besides Esav? Pop quiz question. The answer is David HaMelech. When Shmuel goes to pick the king for the future of Klal Yisrael, he can't find any of Yishai's sons, so he says, there's one more guy. He brings him out. It's Pasuk says, he is Admoni. So the Medrash says that Shmuel was really disturbed. So what is this Admoni? But you know what it says? Admoni v'yefei einayim. He had nice eyes. So I think what that means is that even though he could be a warrior, he was going to be a great king and a great military leader, he had yufei einayim, he had spiritual eyes that saw inside. Like the pasuk says, Elokim yira lalevav, Hashem sees in the heart. The Rebbe is asking us, how often is it that we step back and think about and realize that we have a neshama, that what that neshama is nourished by? There's a big term now, which I think is awesome. It's called self-care. You know about self-care. Self-care is a big thing now. Self-care is very important.
I was an early adopter 30 years ago.
By the Schwitz.
Eating too much.
Oh, Baruch Hashem.
Taking really good care of my goof.
Gewaldig. Exactly. That's the question. When we think about self-care, how do we define self-care? Is self-care defined exclusively by taking care of our goof, our physical side? So you go maybe to the Russian bath.
You get a plate, so you give a plate. So maybe giving a plate is more...
So, right, so you go to... Right. What is self-care? Is self-care only taking care of our goof, that we don't have to run to work, that we can go, you know, listen to music, we can exercise, we can eat a nice nice restaurant? Those are all good things. We need the goof to nourish ourselves. But what about self-care for the neshama? Right? If a person's self-care vacation consists of nothing spiritual, so then how do they define the self? It was interesting. This is obviously crazy extreme. The Lubavitcher Rebbe never took a vacation. Ever. This is wild. I think when he wanted a break, he used to go to the Ohel and daven by his father-in-law's grave for a couple hours. Okay, that's like a whole other story. But what's the idea? If a person's self-care includes ruchnius, so maybe they need to take a break from work, and they could say Tehillim. They could learn Mishnayos. They could do his Hisbodidus. They could daven Vasikin. You know, when a person goes on vacation, is the orientation of that self-care including the self of the neshama? It's totally opposite than saying, yeah, it's a big thing. I remember to take my tefillin. I remember to take my tefillin on vacation, so I hopped, you know, 10 minutes. You have literally 24 hours in the day when you're chilled. I daven for like 12 minutes. Or is it the opposite, that part of the vacation is the self-care, is the care of the ruchnius? The Rebbe says we can go through life without even realizing it, without even realizing who we are, what our true self is. Is that when we learn we're standing before the Ribbono Shel Olam and our neshama is so excited. It's interesting that Kuzari says, you know, we daven three times a day because it's the same way that you eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So your neshama has a chance to breathe a little bit. It breathes sometimes shachris, a little more at mincha, breathes a little nach at mariv. That's the question. How do we define ourselves? Do we realize? There is an interesting sefer. I didn't go through the whole thing, but I saw a piece of it. It's called Da Es Atzmecha, Know Yourself. The author is Rav Itamar Schwartz. He's a Rav in Mashpia in Israel, who wrote a series of svarim called Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. So these svarim, they talk all about Avodas Hashem, and then this sefer is Da Es Atzmecha. It's like just self-awareness, spiritual self-awareness. So he has something really... It's very intense in there. He teaches about a Kabbalistic idea called Chibut HaKever. I don't know if you ever heard of this. Chibut means to bang. Kever means a grave. Mm-hmm. That apparently, when a person, their neshama goes to the other world and the guf is put into the grave, there's something that's painful for the person when they bang into the grave. Chibut HaKever. So he tries to explain, what does that mean? Chibut HaKever, right? The neshama is leaving the guf, and the guf is going into the earth. So what is Chibut HaKever? So he says, it's actually very intuitive when you think about it. He says, Chibut HaKever is when a person's life has been spent identifying with their guf. When their guf finds itself banging into the cold stone earth, it's very shocking. It comes to the end of the journey after 120 years, and it's like, whoa, what happened? as opposed to a person who lives their life in Ruchnius, so their neshama has been nurtured and nourished all these years, so the neshama goes back to their Baal Shalom. The guf was a good vessel, but a tzaddik, the Svarim say, doesn't have the pain of chibur hakever. Why not? Because he wasn't so attached to his guf in the first place. Because the ikar of our life is our neshama. So then you don't have chibur haguf. Maybe that's why also the Gemara says in the end of Moed Katan that when a person leaves the world, the Gemara gives you two mishalim. One is like when the neshama leaves the guf, one is like if you were to take a strand of hair out of a bowl of milk. It's like very smooth. You just have to be very careful and you take it out. The other one is trying to take a thorn out of a clump of wool. That's like a nasty process. If we get so tied up with our guf, then taking the neshama out of the guf at the end of 120, it's like, that's not a pleasant thing. But a person who recognizes that their neshama is the ikar, so then at the end of 120, the neshama separates from the guf because they weren't super attached to the guf in the first place. So I think the key point that the Rebbe wants us is alluding to is to recognize that we're deceiving ourselves in life. That if we were really self-aware in the truest sense, self-awareness meant we had our neshama on the front burner. Our neshama was guiding us. We would realize then that when we're learning Torah, our neshama is breathing clean air. It's connecting to its shoresh, and that we would be standing before the Rabbonu Shel Olam. But we struggle with that. We struggle not to see the inside. Rav Simcha Bun of Pshischa, at the end of his life, he had lost pretty much his eyesight. He didn't see very well anymore. But he once remarked, the pithy ha'ara to one of the chassidim, he said, you know, I don't see much, but I see a lot of people, they come into this world, they're born like cats, they live like cats, and they die like cats. It's like they're just running after a bowl of milk and, you know, wandering the streets, scraping it together. The beauty of the opportunity to learn this Sefer and to come together and to inspire ourselves is to remind ourselves as we start the week who we really are, right? Ladas benafshecha, to be back in touch with ourselves. And once we have that orientation, it changes our whole life. Because then all the work that we do, all the eating that we do, all the living that we do, it's for the purpose of nurturing that inner neshama. And we continue to build that awareness that when we take some time to daven, when we do chesed, when we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we raise this self-awareness as the Rebbe is teaching us. And hopefully, through that, when he says at the end, Kol Eila Bekirbacha Eina Tar Margish, we don't sense that, we can all of a sudden now become aware of it. And we're not just going to be, as he says in that next line, Rakinar Bein Hana'arim, you just like one of the guys, just a random person. No, each of us has a special nitzotz Eloki, and that's what's going to drive us throughout the entire week. A good tvach should be a good week. Shkoyach. Shkoyach.